Again, good afternoon and a very warm welcome to the joint webinar of European Data Warehouse Moody's Analytics on cash flow modeling solutions and editor. My name is Christian Thun. I'm the CEO of the European Data Warehouse, and I have the great pleasure today to jointly host this webinar with our partners for Moody's Analytics and my co-speaker, Rick Veerman, the Director for Product Management in the Content Solutions Group. I'm also joined here by our head of IT and operations, Gopala Sankaran, who will give us a brief walkthrough through the editor solution. Oh, I hope that you all had a great Easter break with a very summery and warm weather here in Frankfurt. But before we start with our presentation and the webinar, some housekeeping rules. Please mute your phone if you have not done so, so we avoid any background noises to disturb the others. If you have any questions during this webinar, please use the chat box on the lower right-hand corner of your WebEx screen. We're happy to answer the questions either during the presentation or at the end of the presentation today. The purpose of today's webinar is to talk about solutions. And the solution to an operational problem that was identified not just by us, but by many investors, issuers, as well as our partners for Moody's Analytics. As you all know, the securitization regulation came into force in January this year.
Ich bin mir nicht sicher, ob ich das richtig verstanden habe.
Oops, came into force at the beginning of this year. And it requires, while some level two texts are still missing, it requires a transparency regime for those transactions that strive to become become STS labels, so to meet the standards transparent and simple securitization. Article 22 is specifically clear what it requires relating transparency, and Section 3 here also make sure that originators, sponsors shall before the pricing make available to potential investors a liability cash flow model. And so while we are just facing here with a problem, Moody's Analytics and European Data Warehouse are trying to provide a solution that makes the life easier for both investors as well as issuers alike. To very briefly introduce this collaboration, we issued a press release just last week where we describe our collaboration in order to help investors and issuers to fulfill these disclosure requirements of Article 22. And here, the goal is to make life easier and to provide multiple paths and multiple ways to accommodate the requirements of Article 22, to provide access to investors and to make available to investors a liability cash flow through multiple sources. And one is, of course, the direct link to Moody's Analytics solutions, but also leveraging the editor framework of European Data Warehouse to get access to the Moody's Analytics cash flow models. A very brief introduction from my side. European Data Warehouse, as many of you know, is the central securitization repository in Europe that has been acting and fulfilling this role for the last 6 years in light of the Eurosystem ABS loan level initiative. And we were founded in 2012 by the majority of the main players in the industry, and we act as a market initiative. And over the years, we have collected more than 1,300 ABS transactions, but also private portfolios that have been uploaded and submitted to our data warehouse to make them available and make that information available to investors as well as regulatory authorities. We have more than 500 clients that either use us as their repository of choice, but also as a source for information, such as rating agencies, data vendors, but also, as I said, central banks and regulators. And as you can see on the on this red right-hand side with these three overlapping circles, centralization, so easy access, standardization, and transparency are the three common themes that drive our business and define who we are at European Data Warehouse. As I said, we were built in 2012 and started operations in 2013 as the only designated securitization repository in Europe at the moment, and we have been doing this for the last 6 years. And as you can see here, and I don't want to dive into too much details, at the bottom of this slide you find all the major shareholders, and you will find that all the major issuers of European ABS are shareholders or represented in our board. In a nutshell, what is it that we do? We do provide, or banks and issuers provide, the data via multiple channels to the core databases. The key data channel that is used here is what we call Editor. It's a website, but it's more than a website. It's a full-blown repository solution. And we'll talk about this in a second. An editor not only meets the requirements of the ABS loan level regime of the ECB, but already meets all technical and operational requirements of the new securitization regulation, as well as the ESMA's technical standards. On the other side, the data is accessed via multiple ways. Editor, of course, but also websites like advanced API interfaces, SFTP, or cloud downloads are possible. So the more than 1 billion loan records that we currently have in our database available are literally available at your fingertip for your analysis and for your use. So before I kind of dive a little bit deeper into the different access channels and mainly Editor, I'd like to hand over to my colleague Rick Veerman from Moody's Analytics. And I mentioned Rick is a director for product management in the Constant Solution Groups, who will give us a brief introduction on the other side of this webinar today, so Moody's Analytics. Rick, can you hear me? Yes, we can hear you now. Sorry for the delay.
Okay. So, Christian, this is Mark Levine. I'm going to give a quick overview of on the Moody side. And again, as I want to echo what you said, and certainly thank everyone for joining us today. Just some very quick background on Moody's. Moody's Corporation is the public company, and it breaks down into two sides, really. One is the rating agency, or Moody's Investor Service, and then the second side is Moody's Analytics. And the work that we on the phone here do all rolls up under Moody's Analytics. And Moody's Analytics has a number of different divisions that work with various clients on a global basis. And our clients are everyone from asset managers to banks to non-bank finance companies, insurers, educational companies, and others. And we're focused on a variety of different solutions. So we provide systems to support asset and liability management, credit origination and credit risk, the economic models, regulatory and accounting solutions, and of course, a very large focus of ours is on the securitization and larger structured finance side. So the structured finance group does a lot of work with both issuers and investors in that marketplace. And some of the solutions we provide include supporting these organizations with investor reporting, securitization accounting, deal modeling activities, funding optimization, and of course, a very large area of focus for us is the various securitization regulations, of which we'll be focusing on FBS and the European regulation today. So. Thank you very much, and I will hand it back to over to Rick.
Thanks, Mark. Can everybody hear me? Mark?
Yeah, loud and clear.
Christian?
Yeah. Yes, please go ahead.
Okay, all right, great. All right, thank you. All right, so thanks everybody for attending today. I wasn't sure if everybody could hear me, so I apologize for that. Thanks to everybody and to Christian and UDW for having us here to present our solution. Oh.
Okay.
Hello?
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Thank you, Eric. Okay. So before I hand over to you, basically before you walk us through the SF portal and the solutions on the Moody's side, the global portal, I'd like to very quickly basically kind of dive into Editor. As I mentioned, European Data Warehouse provides multiple channels for issuers to upload the information, to submit the information, to make it available to investors, as well as also to investors to access that information for their due diligence, as well as for investment decisions. Editor here is the core at the heart of what we are. As I said, Editor is a full-blown repository solution. It's a website that can be used, of course, during the transitional period, but it's much more than just a website. It has been built to meet all the regulatory requirements either laid out by the European Central Bank and the EU system, as well as going forward by the ESMA. And it is the core of what we do and what the issue is in Europe has been used, and all of them have used it in the last 6 years to make that data available to investors as well as to the Eurosystem. And it provides a number of key features like data quality checks, automated repository updates, etc. All this is built in. As I said, the editor is not only a website kind of built for the ECB, but also for multiple regimes. And that's what I said at the beginning. The reporting regimes that we're going to cover are not only those of the European Central Bank, but also those of ESMA, as well as the securitization regulation going forward. And talking about the securitization regulation, we're talking here, that's what we're here today, is to talk about Article 22, the transparency regime for cash flow models. And we see deals already basically kind of have a number of deals where the issuers decided to upload links to editor, links to Moody's structured finance solution. So I'm very pleased today that actually kind of we're able to talk in more detail about these models actually kind of that basically kind of these links actually kind of will lead the investor to. But what I think kind of our common goal here is by Moody's Analytics as well as for European Data Warehouse is to make the securitization regulation operational, is to go beyond just the letters of the law, but actually kind of to try to basically kind of make it easy for issuers as well as investors alike to comply with the regulation, to meet the requirements, and to fulfill them in an easy way, either actually kind of to make the data available via multiple channels, or for investors actually to fulfill Article 5 due diligence requirements as well as Article 22 requirements, to meet those requirements and also there provide multiple paths to actually kind of to fulfill these requirements. And report and editor, as I said at the beginning, is one potential way. And we're very glad and very honored that we can work with Moody's Analytics, actually kind of that we actually, your editor is such a path to these cash flow models. But of course, and you will see this in a later slide from my colleague Rick, that actually the data can also be accessed directly from Moody's Analytics. So while I say these things, I'd like to kind of quickly hand over to my colleague Gopala Sankaran, who will just basically kind of open the application so you actually kind of you can take a sneak peek and then actually kind of show one of the deals where we do have a link to a Moody's cash flow model. So very nicely actually kind of, so this is not just a number of PowerPoint slides that we share here about an idea that we have, but this is actually already happening. This is real life, and this basically kind of what you see on the screen in a second is the editor application with a number of documents that have been uploaded for a given deal. So this is actually kind of real data that we see here. And apart from all the documents that have been uploaded to comply with the requirements of Article 7, we also actually kind of have a link that leads straight to Moody's. I'm very glad basically kind of that my colleague Gopala will very quickly actually kind of demonstrate this. And then actually kind of we hand over back to Rick Bierman from Moody's Analytics to give a basically take over from here and provide actually kind of an overview of the solution that Moody's Analytics is providing to investors in ABS.
Thank you, Christian, and hello, everyone. I would like to spend briefly just a minute to quickly show you Editor and the collaborative effort between European Data Warehouse and Moody's Analytics. So as soon as you log into Editor, you are presented with a dashboard, and you can also browse through the list of deals available in the platform. As you can see in the menu here, we have two regimes. One is the ECB regime, where issuers report for as part of the ABS loan level initiative. And of course, the deals ESMA tab, wherein issuers can create deals that are STS compliant. Irrespective of where you are and which deal you browse, issuers are uploading here structured data as well as documentation. As part of the collaborative effort between Moody's Analytics and European Data Warehouse, what we do here is automatically present to you all the cash flow models that are available in the Moody's portal in the form of a hyperlink. So once you click on any specific deal, you can see a quick deal information, the various structured data uploads in the submissions tab, and several other documentation like the prospectus and so on under the documentation tab. However, instead of issuers themselves uploading links to the Moody's cash flow model, we work on a weekly basis with Moody's to grab the latest set of deals for which the cash flow model is available on the Moody's site and automatically populate these links, giving a one-stop shop solution where you can have all documents associated for this transaction, including the cash flow model. As you can see, this hyperlink will directly take you to the Moody's portal. And with that, I would like to hand over to Rick. Please, I would request all of you to just please wait about 10 to 30 seconds so that I can make Rick as a presenter so that he can share his screen and walk us through the cash flow solution.
Okay, Rick, we can now see your screen. We cannot hear you.
I think we need to unmute all.
Yeah. Is the securitization repository for your SDS deals? Hello?
Yeah. Yeah, please go ahead, Rick. We can hear you. Just a second. For those of you on the phone, please mute your phones. We have some background noise. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Christian. So with EDW, the securitization repository for SDS deals, Moody's Global Portal, and Structured Finance Portal is designed to be the solution for SDS Article 22, subsection 3, the requirement to provide a liability cash flow model. So Moody's Global Portal is a publicly available website to issuers and investors. Global Portal hosts deal documentation, data, along with the ability to run the cash flows for all of our hosted deals. Global Portal also works to provide compliance with the Bank of England securitization regulations as well. So as you've seen from the EDW website, they've configured the ability to link directly to our Moody's Global Portal or SS Portal. So this link directs you to the user homepage. So the global portal login will look like this. If you don't have a login, it's free. You can register here simply and easily, and then you can get a login. Once you log in, you'll go directly to our deal summary page on the global portal. The deal summary page will have the most recent deals at the top. However, if you need to, you can simply search for any deals over in the top right here, and you can see the deals will load automatically and dynamically right there. So, okay. So if you can put your phones on mute, there's still quite a bit of background noise. Thanks. So search criteria right here, again, the most recent deals will be at the top. If you don't know, if you don't see it here, you can search for it. This is designed for with issuers and investors in mind. So going across the top in the global portal, we have the deal details, which drills down on each of these individual areas. Content administration is typically used by issuers to upload documents and prospectuses and loan level data. So that can be done by the issuers in the background as a hosting solution. You'll also see user administration and reports here, which are admin roles, so the typical users will not see those right away. So taking it a step further, I think most people are most interested in the liability model piece of it, which is the most important thing for what we're talking about here. So if you click on the liability model here, that will go directly to a page where you'll see generate cash flow projections. So cash flow projections currently are done in the SF portal. I will say that the global portal is being reworked as we speak. In a future state, somewhere towards the end of the year, you'll be able to run your cash flow projections with assumptions, prepayment assumption, loss assumption, et cetera, right here on this page, and the cash flows will render on this page. Currently, what we're having is a link directly over to our SF portal product. So within this, if you click on the generate cash flow projection, that will go directly to our structured finance portal project product, where you'll have to Most likely, if you're not a structured finance portal existing user, then you will again need to request access from the Moody's SF portal team. They will grant single deal access for any of the STS deals, so you'll have free access basically to single deals. Here I'm showing the latest VCL deal from Volkswagen, which we've worked with EDW with to solution this. If you come into the global the SF portal and don't see your deal, again you can search for your deals here, same as the global portal. You'll also, once you find your deal, you'll look under analytics for dynamic cash flows. I just happen to have this open and to this page. So when once you land on the cash flows page, you'll see you have the ability currently to input your prepayments, loss, default assumptions. Scrolling down a little bit, you can simply run your cash flows right here. Once you run your cash flows, it's going to open down below. You'll be able to see some basic information, some loss information, purchase price, IRR, etc., and then your cash flows will be down here, directly down here. Now, with these cash flows, you can also, over on the top right, you can download to Excel or CSV for your output right there, simply and easily. So, but as I was saying, all of this is done through our SF Portal product and our SF Portal team. They are extremely familiar with working with issuers and third parties to verify these deals, which we have done most recently for Volkswagen on their VCL deal. So that being said, I want to make sure I covered everything in terms of the link and everything that we wanted to cover off here. I think that, Christian, is really all I wanted to cover off today in terms of our.
Okay, excellent, Rick. Thank you very much. I think kind of that's it's quite insightful to basically kind of demonstrate, as I said a minute ago, actually kind of what we're presenting here actually kind of is alive as we speak. So it's not a concept that basically we put on some PowerPoint slides, but actually kind of is live as we speak. So I'm very grateful actually kind of that you actually showed us the actual live environment. I think kind of you also have a few slides actually kind of where you illustrate a little bit kind of the steps that issuers need to take actually kind of to make the data, make the information available for investors. And we have show them here now on the screen.
Right. I mean, these, the next two slides really are, this is a more wordy version of the next slide, which is more visual. I'm a visual person. I like to see things in slide format like that, yeah. So really what this is showing is, as everybody saw, is EDW has enabled a link for the issuers to come directly to our global portal and or structured finance portal. That's a configurable link, which is great that they've enabled the right to come to Moody's Analytics cash flows. So what this is really showing is from the EDW editor product, you can come directly to global portal, which will currently direct you to SF portal, or you can go directly to SF portal, structured finance portal. If you have a user login there, you can use that to see your cash flows and your liability model right there. So this just shows that relationship between the three products and how they work.
Rick, thank you very much. I kind of, I'd like to leave that slide on for a second here, because kind of it very nicely actually kind of summarizes what I said at the beginning. And I said that as you kind of Moody's Analytics as European data warehouse, we looked at the letters of the law, Article 22, and that proposes a challenge to make that a liability cash flow available to investors. And to all of those on the phone, what Moody's Analytics and European data warehouse are trying to accomplish is the how. How do we make this available? How do we actually kind of achieve an easy and convenient way to access and to either to access the model or to provide that model to investors? So for both sides, the issuers as well as the investors. And I think kind of what we wanted today to show you today is there are multiple ways. One actually kind of can lead via European Data Warehouse directly to Moody's or to SF Portal, or you can go straight to Moody's Analytics if you have a login, actually kind of look at the deal, for example, the Volkswagen VCL 28 deal that Rick just presented. And I think kind of that's the core, the essence is Moody's Analytics and European Data Warehouse have joined forces and collaborate actually kind of to make the life of investors and issuers easier. and providing a solution actually kind of to meet the requirements laid out in Article 22. So looking at the time, I'm very grateful. So Mark, Rick, on your side, thank you very much actually kind of for being here today to basically kind of give us an insight into the world of Moody's Analytics and how we cooperate. Thank you very much, my colleagues here in the Frankfurt office, also actually kind of to demonstrate editor. And we have a number of questions actually kind of in the Q&A box. Maybe just kind of, I think Rick, the first one that we have here, kind of just let me read it out aloud. Then kind of, will Moody's Analytics make cash flow models available for all deals in Europe or only for those that seek STS label? I think kind of, if you can kind of elaborate a little bit more in terms of coverage of Moody's Analytics in Europe.
Sure, I can cover that one. In terms of what's going to be available on SF Portal for the full-blown version of the cash flows that I just showed, that will be STS deals. And eventually we are opening that up. It's going to be a limited version where users will be able to run kind of a pared back version of cash flows for all deals on SF. Through Global Portal, we will have a direct link. That page that I showed that was going to be reworked on the cash flows page, you will have access to all deals on the Global Portal.
Okay, thank you very much. Another question, which is basically kind of I can answer, whether Editor as a solution offers a cash flow model on its own, the clear answer is no. Editor is a repository solution, so it's not meant to do anything what Moody's is doing. So it's really actually kind of to collect information, store information, and make it available. So European Data Warehouse is not in the cash flow modeling space. So another question actually kind of is interesting, and again, basically kind of looking at my colleague Gopala here, is if there is a link uploaded to Editor, kind of, is there a single sign-on to Moody's Analytics? So I think kind of that you don't need to sign on, or whether actually kind of you get immediately passed through to the Moody's model.
No, I mean, the answer to that, unfortunately, is no, because both are two separate legal entities, have a different client bases, and also with the various GDPR regulations on how to store personal data, currently this is not possible. But this is something that that's a technical challenge that we can explore in future if demand for this one-stop shop is very high. Okay.
And I think kind of one last question for you, Rick. As you said, when you demonstrated the global portal or structured portal, you said there's two distinct solution at the time being, but you're working on a joint and a merged solution. So can you elaborate a little bit on the timeline?
The timeline is currently close to the end of the year. We expect to have the rewritten global portal up and available. So at that point, users will be able to go directly to the global portal and run their cash flows there. In the back end, we're technically linking to SF Portal to run those cash flows and display those. So you'll still, if you want, you can still go to SF Portal and run your full-blown version of those cash flows, but you'll have to have an SF Portal license to do that full-blown version with all the multiple scenarios and multiple assumptions. On the global portal version, we'll have a version of cash flows as well, but not involved or elaborate as the version on SF Portal at the end of the year.
Okay. There is another question that just came in. How can issuers validate the liability model? Will there be a way to test the model?
Excellent question. So that one, Moody's, again, very familiar. Our cash flow team is very familiar with working with third-party vendors or the issuer themselves to validate those models. Typically what happens is the structured finance portal team will make the cash flows available to only certain user IDs, so we can restrict that before it goes public. So early on in the deal when we're vetting out the cash flows, we can make that page available to certain users where they can validate with our team and have a back and forth, which is fairly common piece of the validation. So that's typically how we do it. We open up an ID in the back end. It's validated, and once everything is approved, then we and the deal goes live, that's when we make it public to everybody.
Okay. I think there's another question. Is the cash flow water flow confirmed by the issuer, or is it just Moody's view of the world?
Definitely not just Moody's view of the world. It is, it has to be validated and approved by the issuer or somebody designated by the issuer to approve that before it will go up and live. Okay.
Excellent, kind of definitely had it. So it looks like definitely kind of we're hitting a nerve here because kind of we're getting a lot of questions actually kind of. So thank you very much. I just have a just looking at the time here. If you have any further questions, I think kind of you can actually kind of send it to either basically kind of through inquiries at eurodw.eu, kind of whether it relates to Moody's or to us, kind of we're happy to forward it. Rick, can you have an email that kind of question can be sent to you directly?
I do. I guess I can't show it here, but it, it is Rick, R-I-C-K, Veerman, V as in Victor, E-E-R-M-A-N, at moodys.com.
Okay, perfect. We make it available in the transcript of the email of this webinar that basically we share with the participants. We include that email. So if you have any questions, those on the phone kind of with regards to Moody's Analytics solution, kind of please forward them to Rick, as well as if you have any further questions on European Data Warehouse, our role as a repository or editor, we'd be more than happy to kind of please use inquiries at eurodw.eu or basically kind of give us a call, whatever is more convenient. So that said, again, we're very kind of thrilled by the opportunity to work with Moody's Analytics. It's been fun today kind of to talk about this and kind of to show this and demonstrate this solution to the market. So thank you very much, Rick and Mark, on your end. So very helpful. Kind of we look forward to working with Moody's Analytics on this very interesting topic. And for all of you on the phone, thank you very much for your time this afternoon. Goodbye.